My name is Ed Frawley, and of course I own Learburg. I'm going to introduce this new cold weather vest that I have on. It's a vest that I designed after living in northern Wisconsin for my entire life, but training dogs here for over 60 years. I know what we need when we're going to go outside and train in cold weather. And this vest has all the features that I like and I incorporated into the vest because I had it made to my specs. First of all, it's insulated. It has good insulation. I intentionally made the hood so that if I want to wear a hat, there's still plenty of room when it's really cold, like today. It's below 20 degrees outside. Maybe I should be filming this outside and freezing, but the hood has drawstrings on it so you can pull it tight. The hood is removable. So if you can find the zipper for it, and it's here someplace, you can just easily zip it off, store it someplace. So once we take the hood off, this front zipper can go all the way up. So if it's really cold out and you don't care to have a hood on, you don't need to have a hood on because you could wear a hat or a stocking hat. And also got a lot of room here to keep your mittens in or your hand warmers in or your gloves in. And the hood is also insulated too. On the front of the vest, there are six pockets. Four of the pockets, two here and two down lower, are zippers. And then there's two large pockets on the front too. The beauty of the zippers, and that was important to me, is I wanted them to be big enough that I could have it hold an iPhone Pro Max, one of these big phones like we have here. And rather than have it just Velcroed in there, if you're gonna run, you don't want the Velcro to come loose and have it pop out. Your phone is secure here. You can put your car keys on the other side. Again, it's a deep pocket where it's held in by a zipper. Lower pockets, you can do whatever you want with. We have a large pocket that's not a zipper pocket that will hold a ton of training materials or whatever you want to have on both sides. So you can put a lot of stuff here in either pocket. In addition, don't forget, right above these large pockets is a zipper pocket here. And I'll put this light colored tug in there so you can just get an idea of where it's at. That would be something that you could zip in, but your training materials can go here. And then on the back pocket here is 24 inches long, so you can stick your training items in it. This is a 18 inch long tug and it fits in there and it'll hold a number of stuff, more than what I'm going to carry around when I want to. The beauty on these bigger pockets all the way around is I made sure that the pockets are big enough so my hands can go in and grab things. My problem with a lot of training vests is they make the pockets for people that have small hands. Well, I got big hands. And a lot of men have big hands. Not very many women do, but a lot of men do. So you want to be able to get in and out of it without having to fight with a pocket, and that's the beauty of it. Where the hood zips on here to the bottom is 30 inches. So the vest is long enough so that it goes almost, not quite, but almost to the bottom of the front pockets. A lot of the spring and summer vests are shorter vests, so they're up higher. This goes down further to keep the wind and the cold weather off you. One thing I want to mention too is that I don't think I've ever seen a cold weather vest, not one that's insulated like this. You can zip it all the way up to the top. You can put a scarf on and go all the way up. And it's very reasonably priced. So if you want a good vest, this comes in this green. And it also comes in black. You can go on my website and see all the specs on it.